Baidu-backed GUA signs strategic cooperation deal with CATL. By CNEV Post. GUA, a co-brand of Baidu and Geely, has entered into a strategic partnership with CATL, becoming the latest local electric vehicle automaker to partner with the Chinese power battery giant. GUA and CATL signed a strategic cooperation agreement on October 21 to jointly promote the research and development of new energy vehicle products and mass production, according to a press release by the power battery giant today. CATL is providing high-performance power battery products and services for the Robocar GUA01, the power battery giant said. CATL will continue to provide support to GUA, including new projects and new technology partnerships, and the supply of Xingxing ultra-fast charging batteries. Xingxing battery is a battery based on lithium iron phosphate chemistry that CATL unveiled on August 16 to support ultra-fast charging. Several local automakers have already said they will use the battery. GUA was renamed from the brand formerly known as Jidu, a joint venture between Geely and Baidu set up in March 2021, with Baidu holding a 55% stake and Geely holding 45%. On August 15, Geely announced that it was launching a new brand, GUA, with Baidu. On the same day, the GUA01 entered a filing catalog with China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. The operating entity of the GUA brand is 65% owned by Geely, with the remaining 35% owned by an affiliate of Baidu. GUA announced on September 19 that the GUA01 became available for presale, with a starting presale price of 259,900 yuan. The GUA01 is based on Geely's Sustainable Experience Architecture, and the first production vehicles rolled off the production line on September 19 at Geely's plant in Ningbo, Zhejiang Province. The model is an all-electric midsize SUV with a length, width and height of 4,853 mm, 1,990 mm and 1,611 mm, respectively, and a wheelbase of 3,000 mm. The GUA01 will officially go on sale on October 27, and a Chinese-language livestream of the event will begin at 8 p.m. Beijing time on launch day, according to information GUA announced earlier today.